Heidi and Frank show. Is Benson on the phone with us yet? Not yet. Benson Henderson is almost on the phone with us. What's he promoting? Well, this Saturday, you get a free UFC event on Fox, Henderson versus Melendez. A UFC on Fox 7. Henderson's the current UFC lightweight champion. He's going to defend his title against current Strikeforce lightweight champ, Gilbert El Nino Melendez. And we do have Benson on the phone with us. Hello, Benson.
Hey, Benson.
How's it going, Frank? How's it going, Heidi?
We're good.
It's great, man. Is it true you're the nicest guy in the UFC?
Benson?
Yep.
Is it true you're the nicest guy in the UFC?
I wouldn't say that. There's a lot of other nice guys in the UFC. There's a ton of nice guys, actually, to be honest. Most of the fighters are all freaking great guys. And then even, actually, the behind-the-scenes guys, the people who, you know, help run the UFC and all that, the behind-the-scenes guys, the camera guys, they're super awesome, too.
But he is the healthiest, though, Frank. I mean, Frank can't even imagine this. He has never had a sip of alcohol, smoke of a cigarette, taste of weed, nothing, Frank.
We would probably never hang out, Benson. No, I mean, you grew up in Colorado Springs, and Colorado Springs is a pretty conservative city. I lived in Denver for a while, did radio in Denver, and now that Colorado has made, you know, weed legal and things like that, but Colorado Springs is a pretty conservative town. Is that where you think you got that conservative, I mean, you know, staying away from all the...
I was born in Colorado Springs, but I was born on the Army base of... Fort Carson.
Yeah.
I actually only lived there for a short while. I actually grew up in Federal Way, Washington.
Oh, okay.
But Colorado Springs is so conservative, it stuck. He was born there, but it's just stuck with him.
When did you learn to fight, Benson, or what got you into that?
For me, it was after I graduated college. I just took a fight on a dare and a whim. I won. I liked it, and I started training.
But that was actually what was doing coach. MMA, right? It was that fight on a dare.
John Crouch.
You started doing like Taekwondo at 16. It says your mom is Korean. She wanted you to do something maybe, and that's you know, the Korean sport is Taekwondo, and so that's why she got you into it.
Yeah, the traditional Korean martial arts. Yeah, she did get my brother and I started in Taekwondo, a little bit younger than that, but yeah, she started us in it. But I it was like, you know, 2 years or so, 3 years, and then I stopped, and then started wrestling in high school, and I only use. Or rely too much on my Taekwondo nowadays.
As far as Taekwondo and MMA, it's like there's. I mean, as far as using any of it, is it? I mean, you probably wouldn't do any, you know, Taekwondo moves, right?
not regularly. Like you, I wouldn't use it for my fundamentals. Like I wouldn't use it the whole time. But I would use it to, you know, just throw a different look.
A surprise.
Do something different. Throw my off speed on off speed pitch, I guess.
Yeah, this fight you got coming up on Saturday against Gilbert Melendez. I mean, it's going to be an exciting fight. It's on Fox. I mean, to be on, you know, the main event on UFC on Fox 7 this Saturday has got to be, you know, exciting. And he's the Strikeforce lightweight champion. Have you been looking forward to this fight because it is like the best against the best?
Absolutely. I look forward to all my fights. No, I don't really. You know, rely too much on ulterior motives and needing like the fight to be hyped up. And oh, I'm excited for this reason. I'm always excited when I step into the cage. It doesn't matter from, you know, your first fight as a pro, my first fight on TV, first this, first that. Cases, I'm always just excited and ready to go.
In this particular case, I mean, fighting another guy who has a belt in Strikeforce, it's like to become like a somewhat undisputed. Would be, I mean, even bigger than somebody just coming in to take your belt. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, no, I totally got you. I totally know what you mean. Yeah, but for me, every fight's the same. A fight's a fight. I don't care about the this reason. You know, biggest UFC ever. Oh, this guy's really tough. Oh, this guy said your mama was ugly. Oh, this guy.
Oh,
I don't really care about all that.
Now, Benson, do you worry about
Ben going there and beat up the guy, whoever he is? Whatever the reason, you know, pure and simple.
Benson, do you worry about, like, when you go in, do you worry about, I want to give the fans, put on a really good show for the fans?
He puts on a show.
And give them three rounds?
Something to see.
Or do you just say, I don't care about putting on a good show, I want to kick this guy's ass in the first round?
you always want to go in there, and you have to be aware of putting on a good show and not just being unexciting and that sort of stuff. But first things first, you got to get your hand raised, period. You got to get your hand raised. If you lose in this sport, it only takes two losses, and then, you know, they'll cut you. You're not in business.
Anybody who's seen you fight, Benson.
First, you got to get your hand raised. You got to win. Then after that, you know, yeah, you definitely hope and try and be exciting, try and be a fan favorite.
But, yeah, anybody who's seen you fight, I mean, you're not naturally a boring fighter. You're, you know, you got speed and you got a wrestling background and you are explosive. So, I mean, I don't think there's a chance that, I don't see you dancing around and just trying to maintain the points so you can win by a decision. I don't think you can trust a decision anyway in the UFC. So, how are you and Gilbert, who you're going to fight on Saturday, how do you see it going? I mean, his strengths compared to your strengths, I mean, how do you see... What's he going to try to do to you, and how are you going to defend that, and what are you going to try to do to him?
Well, we try not to be too worried about what the opponent's going to do. We try to be more just concerned about what we're going to do, how we're going to approach the fight, instilling our will in the fight, you know, less about, you know, oh, Gilbert's going to do this, and be ready for this. Oh, he's going to do this, be ready for this. Obviously, you know, if a dude has, like, a big left high kick and he's knocked out his last three opponents, you gotta, you know, watch out.
Right.
Watch out for the left high kick.
Right.
You know, left high kick. But Gilbert, you know, he's going to come forward. He's going to be aggressive. He's going to try and beat me up. My job is to be aggressive and go beat him up.
Yeah. We'll be watching, Benson.
Yeah. What's your Twitter in case people want to follow you on Twitter? At Benson Henderson.
At Benson Henderson.
All right, at Benson Henderson says there, he's just an average Joe trying to live the American dream.
He is.
And a super nice guy. So we'll be watching. UFC Henderson versus Melendez takes place this Saturday at the HP Pavilion in San Jose. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com and start at just $50. That's ridiculous to go to a live UFC event, especially if it's going to be broadcast live on Fox. Broadcast live at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's the main card. That's right here at the Henderson-Melendez fight. So good luck, Benson. We'll be watching, man.
Thanks, Frank. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Benson.
Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.